I'm Barton Eckert. Hong Kong police have fired tear gas at protesters who defied police warnings not to march. Demonstrations have been part of a pro-democracy movement. Christy Lou Stout is there.
They're angry about the triad violence against protesters, passersby, and journalists last week. They are angry against what they see as a reluctant police response to the Yuen-Long assaults of last week. They're angry at the government. They're angry at Carrie Lam, the fact that the extradition bill has not been fully withdrawn.
The Supreme Court clearing the way for the Trump administration to tap Pentagon funds to build sections of a border wall with Mexico.
The Trump administration will be able to redirect $2.5 billion in money approved by Congress for the Pentagon to help build President Trump's promised wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, even though lawmakers refused to provide funding. The conservative majority court on a 5-4 vote blocked in full a ruling by a federal judge in California barring the Republican president from spending the money on the basis that Congress did not specifically authorize the funds to be spent on the wall project, fiercely opposed by Democrats in Mexico's government. Joe Ramsey, Washington.
More Americans say they don't believe God has had any role in human evolution. Correspondent John Stolness.
The Gallup poll shows 4 in 10 Americans believe God created human beings in their present form within roughly the past 10,000 years. That's something called strict creationism. However, more Americans believe that humans evolved over millions of years, with a third believing God guided that evolution. 22% believe God has no involvement whatsoever. That 22% is a record high, up from 9% 20 years ago, and it corresponds to the number of Americans who say they do not identify with any religion in past Gallup polls. I'm John Stolness.
2 strong earthquakes hours apart struck a group of sparsely populated islands in the Luzon Strait in the northern Philippines, killing at least 8 people, injuring about 60. I'm Barton Eckert.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm. phones, mm-hmm. life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds,
mm-hmm.
for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-529-2856.
Write it down.
800-529-2856.
A major announcement from a major movie franchise and a major toy maker. More from Jim Roop.
It's classified.
Not anymore. Mattel and Paramount Pictures' Top Gun franchise have announced its partnership, giving the toy maker exclusive rights to make all things, toy-wise, Top Gun.
You are the top 1% of all naval aviators.
Best of the best. We'll make it better.
In a statement, Mattel says it's recreated high-octane action from the movies, both the classic film and the sequel Top Gun Maverick, with a line of toys, quote, that will impress fans of all ages, end quote. Top Gun Maverick is set to open next June. The toys will be released around the world ahead of the U.S. premiere. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
A survey by the Department of Education suggests that most victims of cyberbullying are girls rather than boys. A survey by the National Center for Education Statistics says that in the 2016-2017 school year, 21% of girls reported being bullied online. I'm Barton Eckert.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/cool. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/cool. That's 4hims.com/cool for your first month for just $5.
F-O-R-H-I-M-S.com/cool.
WMAL traffic, I'm Michelle Murray. Couple of slow spots on the Beltway in Virginia to be aware of. On the outer loop between Gallows Road and the Little River Turnpike, there is a work zone along the right side of the roadway. Right now, only the left lane getting by. It is slow through there. Then continuing on the outer loop at Braddock Road, a disabled tractor trailer blocking the right side of the roadway, further adding to those delays. We also have a work zone in Centerville on southbound 28 before 66 in the left lane, causing some brief delays through the area.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Little Blue Pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/cool. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/cool. That's 4hims.com/cool for your first month for just $5.
forhims.com/cool.
Sundays on WMAL, starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Purity Products. And at 6:30, Chris McKay Returns. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with Dave Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Senior Solutions. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, the Del Walmsley Show at 10, the Underwriter's Corner at 11, Dr. Tom Rozelle live at noon, Right on Retirement at 1, Purity Products at 2, and then again at 3, and Real Estate Today at 7 p.m. on WMAL.
Are kids better off in an intact family? You bet they are. This is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Kids living in a household with married parents do better in school, they're emotionally healthier, and they're more likely to stay out of trouble with the law. If you're in a troubled marriage, of course you should do everything you can to save your marriage, if only for your kids' sake. This includes considering alternatives to divorce. Of course, in some circumstances, divorce is unavoidable. In either case, if you're a man facing a crisis in your marriage, let us help you at Cordell & Cordell. Remember, we're the partner men can count on.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in Falls Church.
Fast is crystal clear calls on the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is advanced voice solutions from Comcast Business that grow with your business. Like being able to join conference calls with one touch, without clumsy dial-ins and pins. And a Be Anywhere feature that lets you make and receive calls from any device and have them appear to be coming from your business line. Plus, over 30 other Comcast Business voice features to help improve productivity. For a limited time, save on an innovative voice solution and TV for your business when you get fast, reliable internet. Get started with 25 megabit internet and free installation for only $39.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 8/4/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Certain voice features only available for an additional charge.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9
FM, WMAL. Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jeff Wolf is behind the console. Jane Houghton, our producer this morning. It's great to have you with us. Some breaking news late Friday afternoon for the Trump administration. Big win at the Supreme Court. And also the president, lengthy afternoon with reporters on Friday at the White House, late in the afternoon, as they signed a deal at the White House, a migration agreement between the U.S. and Guatemala. And we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. Plenty to go over on the program. Of course, the big news of the week, the Mueller testimony, which turned out to be maybe in the long run not the biggest news of the year, but that's behind us. We do have some of the highlights and some reaction. We'll talk with John Gizzi about that later on this morning. KT McFarland will join us. We'll get her read on what's next with the United States and the United Kingdom as the new Prime Minister has been announced in the UK. Boris Johnson is in. Also, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us. We'll get his read on the Iranian missile launches, the North Korean missile launches. Gordon Chang will join us later on this morning. He is an expert on all things Asia, and we'll get his read on what's behind the North Korean missile launches. Where are we on the trade talks with China? Where are we on the negotiations with North Korea? And obviously a lot in the news to take a look at this morning, so we're glad that you have joined us on the Saturday Morning Update. But the big news for the Trump administration, the Supreme Court siding with the administration late yesterday afternoon, lifting the freeze that had been backed by a lower court that had halted plans to use $2.5 billion in Pentagon funds for border wall construction. It was a split decision along ideological lines. It will allow the administration to move ahead with plans to use military funds to replace existing fencing in California, Arizona, and New Mexico. That's the Supreme Court, so opponents can't go any higher. The conservative justices on the court ruled in favor of the administration. Liberal justices Elena Kagan, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Sonia Sotomayor dissented. Justice Stephen Breyer issued a split opinion, agreeing in part with both sides. President celebrating the ruling on Twitter. Here's what he said. Wow. Big victory on the wall. The United States Supreme Court overturns lower court injunction, allows southern border wall to proceed. Big win for border security and for the rule of law. The American Civil Liberties Union opposes the funding for the wall. They have vowed to keep fighting. They say it's not over. Okay, Supreme Court, but it's not over. Mueller testimony, but it's not over. It's never over for those guys, is it? All right. Well, President Trump celebrated last night, made an unannounced visit to the Trump Hotel, where he had dinner with Melania. He was dressed up in a business suit with a red tie. So what's new? Anyway, President was quite busy at the White House yesterday, and as I mentioned, U.S. and Guatemala have now signed a migration agreement, and in that deal, migrants from Honduras and El Salvador who pass through Guatemala would be required to stop and seek asylum to the U.S. there first. Migrants who fail to do so would then be ineligible for asylum in the U.S. Trump said that in exchange, Guatemalan farm workers would get easier access to work on U.S. farms. Guatemalan government says the agreement will last for 2 years and will be reviewed every 3 months. Interesting move. President was very positive on it. Well, he had a lot on his mind when he was speaking yesterday at the White House. And he's something else. We've got some of the funnier stuff he said in a minute. But first off, how does he feel about Iran, China, and where that goes next? Because we saw the Iranian missile launch this week, but this is Trump on Iran and China.
The money that China has taken out of the United States has rebuilt China. And I don't blame China. I blame the United States for allowing that to happen. So if I'm President Xi, or if I'm frankly Iran, and Iran wants to make a deal, I can tell you that right now. But if I'm Iran, I'll probably say, man, if I can hold out, I'm going to wait for a sleepy Joe Biden instead of Trump. Because sleepy Joe, we can make any deal we want with him. He doesn't know what's happening. So what else?
And he was asked about Boris Johnson, the incoming prime minister in the UK.
Boris.
Yes. Very good question. It's the best question you've ever asked.
I asked him the other day.
Well, you know why your timing is good? Because I spoke to him about... How long have you been here? 16 minutes. I spoke to him 17 minutes ago. I hung up the phone as you're coming in. And he's a good guy. He's a friend of mine. I think we're going to have a great relationship. and Boris is going to be a great prime minister. I predict he will be a great prime minister. He has what it takes. They needed him for a long time. UK needed him for a long time. And let's see what happens. Yeah, he and I will spend a lot of time. We just spent a lot of time when I was with the Queen in one of the great, most beautiful couple of days that I've ever experienced. She's a tremendous woman, incredible woman. We got along very well. So Boris and I just spoke. I congratulated him, and he's all set to go. He's going to be, I think he'll do a great job.
And we got more on the president's comments late yesterday afternoon at the White House. We'll cover wine. We'll cover clowns. We'll cover Bedminster, New York City. And best of all, we'll cover Democrats. It's all coming up. Stay with us on the Saturday Morning Update right now. A check of the traffic and weather at 6:15. Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Slow going traffic on the Beltway in the Virginia on the outer loop. A couple of issues. There is some paving work going on the outer loop between Gallows Road and the Little River Turnpike along the right side of the roadway. And then a disabled tractor trailer still blocking the right side of the roadway on the outer loop at Braddock Road. So pretty much jammed up from the Little River Turnpike on the outer loop of the Beltway. No delays or problems to report on the Beltway in Montgomery County or Prince George's County, and so far things are looking good on 270 from Germantown to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoryPair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks mostly sunny today with a high of 90. Sunshine tomorrow, high 93. Same thing for Monday. We'll be up to 94 in the sunshine on Tuesday. Some thunderstorms cooling it down on Wednesday with the highs in the upper 80s. Pretty much dry conditions straight through to Wednesday. Right now in Washington, it's 67 degrees. We are headed to 90 today. And if you think we had it bad recently, the heat in France has halted the Tour de France. Wow. 6:17, Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And we're talking about President Trump at the White House yesterday. Late in the afternoon, spent quite a bit of time with reporters, as he does. I mean, he probably spends 15, 20 minutes a day with the media. And in contrast to the Obama administration, when he rarely held press conferences and went for an extended period of time without addressing the media in a press conference. But President Trump has one just about every day. And he was quite busy yesterday, and he was talking about the wine tariffs that France is talking about imposing. Here's what the president had to say about American and French wines.
So France put on a tax on our companies, you know that, and wrong thing to do. They should not have done it. So I may do that. I've always liked American wines better than French wines, even though I don't drink wine. I just like the way they look. Okay? But the American wines are great. American wines are great, and they didn't do the right thing. When they start taxing our companies, we tax our companies. They don't tax our companies. So France did that. I told him, I said, don't do it, because if you do it, I'm going to tax your wine, meaning tariff or tax, quota, whatever you want. So, yeah, we're working on that right now.
The president also was asked about Bedminster. As you know, he spends a lot of his time in the winter at Mar-a-Lago on the weekends, and he spends a lot of his summer weekends at Bedminster. It's in sort of northwest New Jersey, and he was asked about that yesterday and why Bedminster and not going downtown to his place in Trump Tower.
Not extended, but for a short period of time, you know, meaning like less than a week. But again, I do that just officially, just to put it on the record. I do that because when I go into Trump Tower, they close up 10 blocks around the building, and it's Manhattan, New York City. It's a big, I don't want to inconvenience people. I don't get any credit for that, but that's okay. Whereas Bedminster, everybody, you know, it works out very easily. It's a much easier thing. It's a great place, but I would love to go to Manhattan. I just don't like seeing the city close up. I've had to suffer. Living in Manhattan, I've had to suffer gravely as presidents would come in and come out, and the entire city would be shut down. So I guess I understand it better than most, right?
He continued.
A lot of times you go and they do a lot of work in the White House. For instance, the Obama administration worked out a brand new air conditioning system for the West Wing. And it was so good before they did the system. Now that they did the system, It's freezing or hot in here.
And I know what he means. It's like my air conditioning at home. It's either freezing or it's too warm. It's not consistent. You'd think they'd have it right at the White House. I can understand it wouldn't work right at my place. And save the best for last. This is the president talking about Democrats, impeachment. Here we go.
The Democrats are clowns. I watched Nancy Pelosi trying to get through that with the performance that Robert Mueller put on. The document said no collusion. They don't even talk about that. So there was no crime.
Okay, and that was the president. We have an extended cut of that that we'll play a little bit later on for you. So it's a good one, too. It's a doozy. We'll save that for about 6:50 this morning. A little teaser there for you. It's 6:21. You're listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. It's great to have you with us, and a lot to cover between now and 8 o'clock.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
University of Maryland University College was made to bring a respected state university education to working adults at home and abroad. 70 years ago, we sent professors overseas to educate service members and their families on military installations and on the front lines. Today, we're online because that's where working adults need us. That's where you need us. Throughout, we'll support your commitment to be a successful student while balancing your life, with more than 90 programs and specializations for where you are and where you want to be. At University of Maryland University College, we go the distance. Times have changed, but what we're made for hasn't. Earn a respected degree from an accredited state university with more than 90 programs and specializations in fields like business, cybersecurity, and more. You can gain the skills you need to get moving and get ahead. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Maybe your kids are about to graduate from college or even get their graduate degree. Or you're looking forward to retirement, finally. Don't go another day without getting your legal house in order. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Let me show you how to get a basic estate plan in place that will protect you and your loved ones in the years ahead with our trademarked Reservoir Trust. All I ask is 2 hours of your time. Check the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
Are you in the market for a new job or a new career? Get in front of the right person at the Washington, D.C. Career Fair, hosted by Best Hire Career Fairs. Thursday, August 1st, 11 to 2 at the Crystal City Marriott. Register for free. Visit BestHireCareerFairs.com.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. This is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. I've been to their factory, and I have seen the incredible quality and the attention to detail that goes into each window. You get high-quality windows at an affordable price direct from their local factory. This summer, Thompson Creek Windows can lower your utility bills and improve your comfort by keeping that cool air inside. And with their sizzling summer sale, you can save 40%. Call now to save 40% off your replacement windows. Buy one window and get one 40% off. Plus, no interest until February 2021. See ThompsonCreek.com for details. You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK now to take advantage of their sizzling summer sale.
Hi, I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. If you're in debt to the IRS, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. That's all true. But it's also true that there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like us, the experts at Optima Tax Relief. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've resolved over $500 million in tax debt for our clients. We'll stand between you and the IRS and fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, Call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The heck is that? 6:25, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Wake you up if nothing else does this morning. Interesting event coming up. Now, I'm going to read you the press release, part of the press release, because it gives you a sense of the celebration, and then we'll get into how the Democrats can screw this up. It's the 400th anniversary of the first representative legislative assembly. The 400th anniversary of representative democracy in America. Did you know that the Virginia General Assembly is the longest continuously operating legislative body in the Western Hemisphere? I didn't know that. You can experience a day full of ceremonies, tours, and a free evening concert by the Richmond Symphony at historic Jamestown. Jamestown is the birthplace of American democracy in Virginia. American Evolution will commemorate the 400th anniversary of the first representative assembly in the Western Hemisphere, held in Jamestown's church in the summer of 1619. Members of the Virginia General Assembly, Congress, and state legislatures nationwide will convene for this special commemorative event. Well, not all Democrats. Some will attend, but there is a boycott by party leaders over President Donald Trump being invited. Are you kidding? The party is clarifying that it's not a party-wide boycott. Some members are choosing to go. Can you imagine the 400th anniversary of the birth of the American democracy and Democrats aren't going to go? 6:27, you are listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
Are you an overthinker? Hi, Rick Edelman here, host of the Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. In 3 decades of serving folks like you here at Edelman Financial Engines, we've met a lot of folks who were trapped because they were overthinking their financial decisions. We get it. This can be scary stuff. You work really hard and you make a lot of sacrifices to save all your money. And well, just imagine if you make a mistake. Bad investment choices, the wrong mortgage, incorrect insurance coverage. It's enough to keep anyone awake at night. So here are 2 pieces of advice to help you solve the problem. First, realize that most decisions can be changed. And second, it's not just you, it's we. You don't have to go it alone. Let us help you. You'll get our experience and our expertise. So call us at Edelman Financial Engines. It's one decision you don't have to overthink. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
The Internet. You need it. Almost every minute of the day. Because, hey, you've got shows to stream, emails to reply all to, and LOLs to, LOL. That's why you need Xfinity. You can get the fastest, most reliable Internet with gig speeds available. So you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network, set curfews with parental controls, and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $34.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. Plus, ask about enhanced security for safer browsing. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 9/21/19. Restrictions apply. New performance 60 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Have you heard that all Montgomery County youth ages 18 and under can now ride free all the time on ride-on buses? That's right, free all the time. Children under 5 must be accompanied by a parent or guardian, and all children ride at the discretion of their parents or guardians. Riders must show a Youth Cruiser Smart Trip card or student ID. For more information, go to youthcruiser.com. That's youthcruiser.com.
It's 6:30, and taking a look at the news around the globe, a new Senate report on Russian interference in U.S. elections is highlighting one of the biggest challenges to preventing foreign meddling, the limited powers and ability of the federal government to protect elections run by state and local officials. That's given fuel to arguments that a larger federal role is needed. The Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, issuing the first part of its report into Russian interference in the 2016 election on Thursday, it notes Russian agents exploited the seams between federal government expertise and ill-equipped state and local officials. It also calls for the reinforcement of state oversight of elections. The Supreme Court has cleared the way for the Trump administration to tap Pentagon funds to build sections of a border wall with Mexico. The Supreme Court saying late yesterday it would lift a freeze on the money put in place by a lower court. The Supreme Court's action means the Trump administration can tap the funds and begin work on four contracts it has awarded. Four liberal justices would not have allowed that construction to start. A trial court initially froze the funds in May. An appeals court kept that freeze in place earlier this month. The freeze had prevented the government from tapping approximately $2.5 billion in Defense Department money to replace existing sections of barrier in Arizona, California, and New Mexico with a more robust security fencing. President Trump says Guatemala is signing an agreement to restrict asylum applications to the U.S. from Central America. It's called the Safe Third Country Agreement. It would require migrants, including Salvadorans and Hondurans, who cross into Guatemala on the way to the U.S., to apply for protections in Guatemala instead of at the U.S. border. It could potentially ease the crush of migrants overwhelming the U.S. immigration system and hand Trump a concession he could herald as a win. The two countries had been negotiating the agreement for months. Trump had threatened Wednesday to place tariffs or other consequences on Guatemala if it didn't reach a deal. It's not clear how the agreement will take effect. Guatemala's constitutional court granted three injunctions preventing its government from entering into a deal, but a deal was made at the White House yesterday. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center. Then we'll check out the weather.
Looks like they picked up that work zone on the outer loop of the Beltway in Virginia between Gallows Road and the Little River Turnpike. Delays have eased and your lanes are open there. However, there is still that disabled tractor trailer on the outer loop at Braddock Road along the right side of the roadway. So there is a brief delay heading to that area. Use caution through the area. Traveling elsewhere on the Beltway, it's looking good in Prince George's and Montgomery County. Keep in mind there is construction, though, on the ICC eastbound at Lay Hill Road, and that roadwork is blocking the ramp to Lay Hill Road. Watch for detours in place. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly sunny for today, high temperature of 90. Sunshine on Sunday, high 93. For Monday and Tuesday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 94. Some afternoon thunderstorms Wednesday. Pretty much dry conditions, though, until those storms on Wednesday. Right now in D.C., it's 67. We are headed to 90 this afternoon, 6:34 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. What do you dream about? Maybe it's winning the lottery or getting a new car. Well, for the 22 million Americans with obstructive sleep apnea, it's probably getting quiet, restful sleep. Now, if this is you or your bed partner, you know how disruptive and debilitating sleep apnea can be, especially when it's not being treated properly with CPAP. If CPAP doesn't work for you, it's time to look at the comfortable solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea treatment that works inside the body with one click of a remote. During sleep, Inspire delivers mild stimulation to keep you breathing normally and sleeping peacefully. No mask, no hose, just sleep. Learn more about Inspire, review important safety information, and get the sleep you've been dreaming of at InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Hey, do you have plans on Sunday morning? If not, then plan to wake up with me, Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, at 8 a.m. for the Pointing You Home show. It's your number one local real estate news resource, and with over 30 years of experience, I've pretty much seen it all. During our time, I will take you through all of the questions you might have about buying and selling real estate, as well as important local DMV real estate news on selling or buying a home. To start learning today or to find out more, just Google the Eric Stewart Group right now.
Tacos, travel, haircuts, hotels. With the PenFed PowerCash Rewards Visa Signature Card, you earn cash back on everything, everywhere, from gas to groceries and concerts to cruises. So don't just earn cash back on some things, earn it on everything. Everyone is eligible to apply. Visit PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Glad you've joined us on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Each week, Jennifer Harper joins us. She writes Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
The Democrats have been experiencing somewhat of an identity crisis, and it's probably not going to get much better this week as they will debate in Detroit.
Yes, and let's just call it what it is, which is like an identity crisis. Certainly, their big debate in Detroit is coming up on Wednesday and Thursday this week, and we're going to have, again, 20 candidates vying. But I think really right now the party is in kind of an identity crisis with all the trimmings here, because at this point in time, they should be trying to gain some war footing in terms of 2020, because it's coming up so quickly. And all we're getting out of the press quite a bit is that there's lots of internal warfare going on between the sort of the establishment leadership and all the outspoken young socialists and so forth and so on. We've all followed along with that melodrama for months now. But, you know, if we talk about what's coming up in the debate, the word among the Democrats is that now the candidates are angry at each other. You have to wonder if we're going to have a kind of a Democratic DEFCON level one thing or some political theater when they get on the stage together. A lot of the press is already looking forward to the combat between the Democrats themselves, not between Democrats and Republicans here. And the thing that sparked all of this is because none other than Joe Biden, Rick, has come out and said, "I'm not going to be polite this time." Apparently, he's finding out that his sort of friendly establishment guy who has institutional knowledge of several decades is not going to fly so much. So he's vowing that he's going to be angry and pushy at this particular debate. And Senator Cory Booker is, meanwhile, apparently, this is according to Washington Examiner, Cory Booker is planning to undermine Mr. Biden's electability. Kind of explore whether Mr. Biden has done anything to help, quote, institutional racism. So there could be some real fireworks here. And in terms of money, too, a lot of people are following who's getting all the money between all these candidates. And of interest, the Hollywood Reporter is tracking the donations from 100 of Hollywood's most powerful people, called the Top 100. And they point out that Kamala Harris, she got 48% of the donations made by these 100 very, very powerful people out there in Hollywood. They gave her $73,000, and Mr. Biden only got $22,000. So people are paying attention to that, and I think if we're going to round out what's really happening here, I think American conservative editor Jim Ansel made the best point. He kind of looked back to a previous situation, and he said, Jeb Bush briefly led polls over national Republican voters in the 2016 campaign cycle. Like Biden, low-energy Jeb was a nice guy out of step with his party's anger. Again, this is coming from Jim Ansel, smart guy. He said the result was getting trounced by Donald Trump. Trump used Bush as a foil in the debates. There's a risk some enterprising Democrat will figure out how to do the same to Biden. So anyway, we've got an identity crisis. We've got Democrats mad at each other, so get out the popcorn, huh?
The economy's looking good. The stock market's reaching new highs. Is that translating to the American people?
Yes. This is a nice, cheerful thing, and actually everybody can be happy about this, Democrats and Republicans and independents alike. And this has to do with our personal finances. It's a very happy place at the moment. I've got some nice numbers this morning from the Pew Research Center. Here's what they say. Currently, 55% of Americans say their financial situations are either excellent or good. Again, excellent or good. 27% say they're fair, and only 17% say they're poor. This is pretty good. And Republicans are naturally more happy about it than their Democratic foils here. Two-thirds of the Republicans say their personal finances are excellent or good, compared with only 50% of the Democrats. And Pew goes on to say that most Americans, 71%, expect their personal finances to improve a lot. How about that? Over the course of the next year, and only 15% expect their finances to get worse. And really, along with the news about the stock market this week, that's a nice, personal, happy place to be this morning.
We have a special national commemoration today that really just started several years ago.
Yeah, this is I put this under the category in the Beltway of not overlooked. And I get a lot of stuff across my desk, but this is something I paid attention to because today is National Korean War Veterans Armistice Day. Now, this was a federal day designated by President Trump in 2017. He did it, he says, to cite the valiant efforts which halted the spread of communism and, of course, honor those who defended the Korean Peninsula from June 25, 1950 to July 27, 1953. And I just got some numbers just as kind of a reminder here about the, quote, forgotten war. That forgotten war claimed 36,914 American lives. And the U.S. spent $67 billion on that conflict during those years. And also we have to remember that 7,652 American soldiers are still unaccounted for. This is according to the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency. This is what Trump had to say a year ago when he thinking about the holiday. He said, "My administration will fulfill our nation's solemn duty to bring our patriots home with dignity and honor." He said this actually was when he was in North Korea, because Chairman Kim Jong-un had agreed to the recovery and the repatriation of remains. So anyway, that's just something to think about today, the National Korean War Veterans Armistice Day.
We talk about the Democrats, we talk about the Libertarians, we talk about the Republicans, but what about the Green Party?
Yeah, let's talk about the Green Party. They've been partying hardy this week. Actually, they had their national convention this week in Salem, Massachusetts. How about that? This is going on, ends today. It's been going on since Thursday up there in beautiful Salem, Massachusetts. And while all the squawking and carrying on was going on in the nation's capital, the Green Party is very serious about their plans for the 2020 election. And this is kind of a big gathering up there. They had 30 workshops and just a couple of titles of these workshops and forums. Building a Mass Working Class Third Party was one. Another was called Who You Calling a Spoiler? And the other was called An Eco-Socialist Green New Deal. And I took note of that because, of course, we know about the Green New Deal that's been on our conscience since Representative Alexandria Cortez came up with that. And the problem is the Green Party came up with the new Green Deal back in 2006. So that's just an aside. But here's what the Green Party has to say about themselves. Greens are surging around the world, calling for urgent climate action, social justice, peace, and democracy in the U.S. We're not only changing the debate, we're winning it with our emergency Green New Deal and the right to a job, free public higher education, student debt bailout, Medicare for all, and lots more. But anyway, one of the speakers this week at this particular event was the Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein. And we mention her because she managed to receive 1% of the vote back in 2016, about 1.4 million votes, which is not too shabby. And she told Fox News, "The Democratic Party is not the party of diversity." So you're kind of ready to rumble. She has not revealed yet if she's going to run for president again in 2020. But just as another number of note, the Green Party has 257,000 registered voters. And we'll see how that plays out with all of our 20 candidates in the Democratic Party as well.
Fun and games. So the word has been that this past Memorial Day weekend was the final Rolling Thunder in D.C., but Rolling Thunder is making news?
Yes, they are. How about that? I got the word from this very fine group. It's a charity and lots more. that the founder of the Rolling Thunder Run, that is R.D. Muller, has revealed that the president has called him and that they are going to talk. And those who follow Rolling Thunder back in May, in the middle of it, they had announced that they would not be having another one of their demonstrations in Washington and would instead let all of their 90 chapters around the nation do these events. And President Trump put out a very cryptic tweet. He said, "The great patriots of Rolling Thunder will be coming back to Washington, D.C. next year and hopefully for many years to come." And anyway, Mr. Mueller has revealed that the president has called them and they're going to sit down and talk. So more later on that. It's kind of a stay tuned situation.
Jennifer Harper, inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Thank you as always.
Thanks, Rick. My pleasure.
Coming up on 6:46 on the Saturday Morning Update, time for a check of the traffic and weather. And Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
Looks like they picked up that work zone on the outer loop of the Beltway in Virginia between Gallows Road and the Little River Turnpike. Delays have eased and your lanes are open there. However, there is still that disabled tractor trailer on the outer loop at Braddock Road along the right side of the roadway. So there is a brief delay heading to that area. Use caution through the area. Traveling elsewhere on the Beltway, it's looking good in Prince George's and Montgomery County. Keep in mind there is construction, though, on the ICC eastbound at Lay Hill Road, and that roadwork is blocking the ramp to Lay Hill Road. Watch for detours in place. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got sunshine for today, a high of 90. They've hiked tomorrow's temperature highs up to 93 now. For Monday, look for a high of 94. Same thing on Tuesday, on Wednesday. Another degree has been added to the high temperature, so we're looking for a high of 90 now on Wednesday, and pretty dry straight through Monday and Tuesday. Not really seeing any rain in the forecast again until Wednesday. 67 right now in D.C., heading to 90 this afternoon, and it's 6:47 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is a Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. It's good to have you with us. And, you know, I've been railing on the Democrats a little bit this morning. And I just want to say that I am not a card-carrying donor to the Republican Party. I try and stay somewhat independent and just try and look at things from a realistic perspective and try and get outside the politics of it all and just get down to some straight common sense. We got some audio of the week, and you probably heard most of the Mueller testimony clips ad nauseum, but I've got two that I want to play just in case you tuning in on a Saturday morning and you hadn't really been focused on it. I mean, a lot of people do work. They get home, they cook dinner, have some time with the kids, and they're not spending 3 hours a day watching cable news channels and listening to news talk radio. So just a couple of clips from the testimony of Robert Mueller. And first off, this is Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe addressing the special counsel Robert Mueller in the testimony on Wednesday.
Can you give me an example other than Donald Trump where the Justice Department determined that an investigated person was not exonerated because their innocence was not conclusively determined?
I cannot, but this is a unique situation.
Okay, well, you can't. Time is short. I've got 5 minutes. Let's just leave it at you can't find it because I'll tell you why. It doesn't exist. The special counsel's job, nowhere does it say that you were to conclusively determine Donald Trump's innocence or that the special counsel report should determine whether or not to exonerate him. It's not in any of the documents. It's not in your appointment order. It's not in the special counsel regulations. It's not in the OLC opinions. It's not in the justice manual. And it's not in the principles of federal prosecution. Nowhere do those words appear together because respectfully, Director, it was not the special counsel's job to conclusively determine Donald Trump's innocence or to exonerate him.
Well, that kind of nullifies the second part of the Mueller report, and at least in the eyes of Congressman Ratcliffe. Congressman Jim Jordan had this exchange with Special Counsel Mueller.
The FBI interviewed Joseph Mifsud on February 10th, 2017. He lied 3 times, you pointed out in the report. Why didn't you charge him with the crime?
I can't get into internal deliberations with regard who would or would not be.
The guy who puts the country through this whole saga starts it all for 3 years we've lived this now. He lies, and you guys don't charge him. And I'm curious as to why.
Well, I can't get into it.
Maybe a better course of action is to figure out how the false accusation started. Maybe it's to go back and actually figure out why Joseph Mifsud was lying to the FBI.
I think South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy summed it all up in 16 seconds.
The person who learned the most about the Mueller report today was Bob Mueller. I say that sadly. He was not engaged. He didn't interview the witnesses. He clearly didn't write the report, which means those under him did.
So as we continue, let's move to the House Judiciary Committee Chairman, Jerry Nadler. He will not give up. I mean, he's just going to keep going. So pay attention to what he says here, because he basically flat-out lies in what he says here in his press conference. Listen to him.
He told us that Donald Trump lied to the public about the Trump Tower meeting in New York, lied to the public about his plans for Trump Tower in Moscow, and lied in his written responses to the special counsel. He told us in a remarkable exchange with Mr. Liu that but for the Department of Justice policy from prohibiting from doing so, he would have indicted President Trump.
Okay, so there's Jerry Nadler railing on President Trump lying, okay? But Jerry Nadler tells a lie right there. So I want you to hear what Nadler says one more time, a short segment of it, and then we'll clarify it from the special counsel. So this is what Nadler has absolutely, totally false.
But for the Department of Justice policy from prohibiting from doing so, he would have indicted President Trump.
That's a lie. Here's what Robert Mueller has to say about it.
Now, before we go to questions, I want to add one correction to my testimony this morning. I want to go back to one thing that was said this morning by Mr. Liu, who said, and I quote, "You didn't charge the president because of the OLC opinion." That is not the correct way to say it. As we say in the report, and as I said at the opening, we did not reach a determination as to whether the president committed a crime.
Okay, so I think that pretty well clarifies it. Jerry Nadler, who would like to project himself as the beacon of integrity, clearly misleading, misrepresenting, and making a false statement in his press conference yesterday. You would have thought he would have had 3 days to get that right. Maybe not. This gives you a sense of Nadler's attitude these days.
A president who engages in crimes, repeated crimes, to cover up these unpatriotic and dictatorial actions. And this cannot go on.
You can hear in his voice that he has got Trump derangement syndrome. You can hear the symptoms in his presentation. Trump derangement syndrome. It is everywhere. Here's one more from Jerry Nadler, because it ain't over.
There appears to be compelling evidence of the president's misconduct outside of the four corners of the redacted version of the Mueller report, and we will work to uncover that evidence as well.
Yeah, okay. Same evidence of collusion that Senator Mark Warner was talking about. Interesting. He was on CBS This Morning the other day, and they asked Senator Warner if he owed the president an apology for having said that he had evidence of collusion. He tap danced it, dodged it totally, didn't touch it, went on to another subject. Unbelievable. All right. Well, we have some other highlights of things people have said this week, primarily some of the congressmen. Cory Booker. Now, you know, Biden not long ago was talking about wanting to take Donald Trump out, you know, behind the barn or behind the schoolyard and get into a fist fight with him. Now Booker seems to have the same attitude on how he's going to beat Donald Trump. Literally.
My testosterone sometimes makes me want to feel like punching him, and which would be bad for this elderly, out-of-shape man that he is. Yeah. If I did that, this physically, awesome. Physically weak specimen.
Oh, that's really funny, Corey. If somebody had said that about President Obama, there would have been national uproar. That's Cory Booker. What is he, somewhere between 0 and 1% in the polls? All right, moving right along, here's Eric Swalwell. Now, he's the first one to drop out of the Democratic presidential race. He's going to be lucky if he gets reelected. Wow. Check this one out with Wolf Blitzer.
I fear that we are more vulnerable than we were in 2016 because Russia and other countries will see the United States is open for business when it comes to interference.
Well, do you worry that the Russians have developed the capability to actually change vote counts in the United States?
Yes.
So there's Swalwell, and he's convinced that the Russians have the ability to change vote counts. So there's the narrative for Trump getting reelected. They're going to blame it on the Russians again. That's starting already. But the really troubling thing, and I want to be serious here, if Swalwell really believes that the Russians can change vote counts, why isn't he or anybody else doing anything about it in the Congress? If you're that worried about it, why don't you take action against the Russians instead of against the president? Here's Kirsten Gillibrand. She's somewhere down there between 0 and 2%. This just gives you a sense of what a genius she is.
So on the first day that I become president, after I Clorox the Oval Office...
That's really funny. She sounds like she's about 6 years old there and exhibiting the mental capacity of a six-year-old with that statement. Now, there was a comment from a Democrat this week that I found to be refreshing. As you know, a group of Democrats went down to the border earlier in the week. Dean Phillips is a Democrat from Minnesota. And Congressman Phillips gave us, I think, a pretty fair assessment of what he saw at the border. And I think it contradicts a lot of what you hear from many of the Democratic leadership.
We also saw beautiful examples of humanity expressed by agents and officers at the border itself, in the facilities. Yes, we have a problem. We have to at least acknowledge the thousands of hardworking men and women that are working under the most difficult conditions and doing so with grace.
All right. Well, it was nice to hear that one of the Democrats there actually gave some credit to Border Patrol. Well, save the best for last. We teased this a little earlier. President Trump, yesterday afternoon at the White House, it was late in the afternoon, he was announcing the agreement with Guatemala. Somebody asked him about the Democrats and the investigation, and the president responded like this.
You know, the amazing thing about the Democrats, it was all fine. Everything was great 4 or 5 years ago before I was president. And now they think we're going to win, so they're doing everything they can with the impeachment nonsense. We had no obstruction, you had no collusion. You know, obstruction's sort of interesting. They've interviewed 500 people. They've interviewed lawyers. They've interviewed everybody that they wanted to interview, people that had I could have kept back. By using presidential privilege, I could have kept back everybody. They didn't have to interview anybody. I gave them total, and then they say obstruction. These people are clowns. The Democrats are clowns. They're being laughed at all over the world. And I watched this morning, I watched Nancy Pelosi trying to get through that with the performance that Robert Mueller put on, where I don't think he ever read the agreement or the document. And the document said no collusion. They don't even talk about that. So there was no crime. They said, well, there was no crime, but he obstructed. How do you obstruct? There's no crime. But actually, it was worse than that because it was a phony crime that they put on. The crime was what they put on. But I watched Mueller. For 2.5 years, we've watched this. And that's the best they have. And it's a disgrace. And the world is laughing at him. And unfortunately, it's so bad for our country.
That's President Trump speaking late yesterday afternoon at the White House. 6:59, Saturday morning update on WMAL News is coming up next at 7. Then we're back with John Gizzi, Gordon Chang, KT McFarland, and Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer.
WMAL, first thing each morning.
Can you believe this news today?
Mary and Vince.
You just cannot make this stuff up, Vince.
Lisa Baden traffic.
I have several accidents now.
Wake up.
It's hilarious.
With WMAL.
Hi, this is Chase Hinderstein, co-host of the Wise Investor Show on WMAL. If you miss our show on Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m., you can still stay connected with the most up-to-date financial news. Just log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com to listen to the latest Sunday Wise Investor shows and our midweek update podcast. So be a better informed wise investor, stay connected, and stay informed.
Log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed wise investor.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington.
105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.